being revealed by melting ice. It started a few years ago. Things started to pop out of the ice as it melted. One never knows what they might find. An example of what I am talking about appeared in the Antarctic. It can be seen on Google Earth and it looks like a gigantic face one, which is very similar to the face on Mars. It is not completely uncovered yet, but one can see all the features. What is that doing under the ice? Who put it there? Many theories are coming to light. Some are saying it is alien and the same beings who put the face on Mars put this face here. Others are giving credit to some fantastic ancient race which might have existed millions of years ago. Probably more than 23 million. Ice seems to be melting everywhere, and in Norway the bones of a horse started peeking out of the ice and were discovered in 2013. The horse was from the Iron Age. It seems people in those days used horses to carry things over the mountains. As artifacts come out of the ice, they become susceptible to the air and many are quickly destroyed. One of the most famous things to pop out of the ice was a human who was over 5,000 years old. The man was named Otzi, and as two people were walking near the glacier they saw the body partially exposed and called the police. They had thought this body could have been the victim of foul play. They were right, but the murder was committed about 5,300 years ago. This body is responsible for teaching us much about how people lived in those times. It was determined what he ate, how he hunted, and how he died. His prized possession was his copper axe. He seemed to have eaten pretty good, consuming a meal of meat and wheat, and also fruit and seeds. He had a problem, however. There was a parasite in his intestines called whipworm. Tattoos were fashionable in his time and he had 61 of them. More recently, a couple became missing in Switzerland in 1942. They left their house and never returned, leaving their children wondering what happened to them. In 2017, the receding ice revealed their bodies. It has been speculated they fell into a crevasse. When there are wars in places which have a lot of snow and glaciers, there are bound to be soldiers and equipment which gets covered and maybe becomes part of a glacier. As the ice melts the equipment, bodies and personal effects of soldiers come into view. In northern Italy, this is just what is happening. Bodies and equipment from World War I have been coming into view. Even a love letter was found. The bodies get naturally mummified. Two such bodies of executed soldiers from the Austrian army were found. Sadly, both young men had been shot in the head. Back to Antarctica. There is a mountain range coming out of the ice named the Gambartsef Mountains. They have been covered with a mile of ice. Could we be wrong about that, and could they be covered with even more ice? Antarctica is an ice desert, much as part of Egypt is a sand one. Both may be hiding a lot of secrets. There is a glacier in Montana which contains a secret. The glacier was examined by scientists who were very surprised by its contents. It seems the glacier was full of grasshoppers, millions and millions of them. Somehow an entire swarm of them got swallowed up, and this type of grasshopper became extinct about 200 years ago. Guess what the name of the glacier is? It is Grasshopper Glacier. Dinosaur hunting is very interesting to scientists. The one thing they don't expect to find is soft tissue. There is a place in a national park in Chile that contains a glacier, and in it are ichthyosaurs. They are sort of a lizard fish. They lived between 100 million and 150 million years ago. So far, over 40 have been found. It is believed these creatures were caught in an avalanche. Thousands of artifacts have been popping out of the ice in Norway. The ice is being called a timed machine, and for good reason when one sees what is coming out of it. A ski was found which was bound in leather. When it was dated, it showed it was almost 1,400 years old. In 2011, a complete tunic from the Ice Age was recovered. A knife which was 1,600 years old was recovered. Viking articles are coming back to life. Arrows were found which incredibly dated back to 600 BC. One very interesting object which revealed itself was a shoe. It still had legs through the islets. There are swords, spears and all sorts of ancient weapons being discovered, and this is increasing our knowledge of how war was waged. More importantly, we are learning how people lived in ancient times. Whenever you can examine a corpse which has been preserved for thousands of years, you have a chance to learn a lot about it. Checking the stomach and mouth helps you to discover what they ate. Examining their clothes helps to determine how they created these clothes. Examining what they carried with them helps to understand what they valued above all other objects. Archaeologists state 90% of all structures in Egypt are still under the sand. If this is true, one would have to say 100% of all structures are under the ice and snow in Antarctica. Antarctica is the most mysterious continent on the face of the earth. The ice there is very ancient, so anything which resembles a statue or structure would have to predate man by hundreds of millions of years. There has been a theory which states other races have lived on Earth and then disappeared over time for different reasons, such as sickness, cold, or they just had the technology to leave and they did. If any of this is true, we could find some incredible things right here at home. Maybe it would be worth it to launch an archaeological expedition to the South Pole to look for structures under the ice before going to another planet. There is a village which was recently discovered in Canada which was located by the coast and is at least 14,000 years old. It did not come out of the ice, and that is why I am mentioning it. It was one of the few places which did not freeze during the Ice Age, and this attracted Ice Age people.